would have requests from time to time from students who were looking for housing options that didn't restrict them from living with individuals who identified as either male or female. And so over time, the requests sort of increased.
Brian Haggerty is UB's Senior Associate Director of Campus Living. He worked on this transition from traditional housing where males and females lived in separate dorms. But now, gender-neutral housing will allow them to live together.
Having housing assignment policies that only allow you to live with someone who identifies as the same sex as you is restrictive. And so we felt it was the right thing to do to broaden the options.
And this now opens up the opportunity for gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender students to live with friends of the opposite sex.
They're very grateful, and they're all excited to live in it, the ones I've talked to. And there's a few other students who have already gotten apartments off campus because they didn't know gender-neutral housing was going to happen.
Trey Utholtz is a transgender student. He just graduated from UB School of Social Work and worked closely with Haggerty to help make these changes in student housing.
It's really groundbreaking for the university then.
It is. It definitely is. And I hope that UB continues to progress in the manner they have.
It was Utholtz who explained in his thesis how some students experience homelessness and that many members of the LGBT community end up sleeping on couches in dorm rooms where they felt most comfortable.
Grad students who are in apartments where they were originally with the person with a gender identity according to biological sex, and then they transitioned during the process, so they face discrimination and verbal abuse and such.
This is a pilot program. The new housing plan will be established on two floors at the Ellicott Complex and some additional apartments at Hadley and Creekside Villages on the North Campus. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.